Welcome to Powwow the Dance, a program that explores the cultural and traditional powwow songs of the Boys Fort Band of Chippewa.
There's certain songs for, it would be a men's dance, so it would be disrespectful for a woman to go out there and dance during a dance that would be, that's supposed to be for men, and vice versa.
Does the MC usually say this is a men's only dance, or yeah, are people expected to know?
Mm-hmm. And with women too, you know, when they're dancing, such as fancy shawl dancers or whatever, they would not be, they would be expected to, you know, keep their breasts covered, so they wouldn't be having excessive cleavage or anything of that nature. And the same way with men. I know that at one powwow we had a man came out there with just a breech cloth and a small breech cloth, and that was it. And that he had to be asked to leave because some parts of him were on the verge of showing.
That must have been an awkward conversation.
Yeah.
How about dancers lining up? When are dancers allowed to enter? Like, and what is grand entry? I mean, well, that's not when everyone starts.
There may be some ceremony things where they might have a song where, you know, just an individual might dance. I guess the powwow itself, you know, that starts with grand entry. And in the grand entry, they have an arena director. People enter the arena under the direction of the arena director. And he makes sure that everyone is lined up in their proper order. So yeah, it would be disrespectful for instance, for a man to go dance in the traditional women's line or vice versa. You know, unless there were some very specific reason that they would do that. Maybe it was part of a ceremony, or they were told to do that, or that they had to do that as part of, you know, if they're honoring someone, or if they had a dream that they're supposed to do that, perhaps, you know.
Powwow the Dance is a production of the Netlake Radio Project, made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.